Let's continue. We began last week. We're going to be learning two pieces now from Reb Tzadik Susi Alaina. We started last week learning Kuf Yud Aleph, and we found out an interesting thing about ourselves. The Reb Tzadik HaKoyen said to each and every one of us last Sunday morning, he said to me, he said to you, that Jews like us now, before Mashiach comes, that we are Chelkal Shal Mashiach Ben David. Those are his words on page Resh Pei Gimel that we were learning last week. That David HaMelech, Mashiach Ben David, come from a world that's Kulo Chayiv, that has lots of problems. Lots of problems, Kulo Chayiv, Dor She Kulo Chayiv. David HaMelech's upbringing, his background, was filled with all kinds of things that would have disqualified him for any of our daughters, and maybe not even to allow him in dominion. It's the Dar of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So we were learning how we're trying to understand the Sod of Ikvus HaMashiach Mashiach. That Sod of Ikvus HaMashiach. That's the subject that we're learning now in order to understand ourselves and our children. Or befrat, when I get to the Inyan, the Sugya of Yosef et Tzadik. And we're going to see at the end how all this brings together Yosef and David, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, which is the Haftarah that we read yesterday. That's the Avoid of Ahiyu Lachodim Yadecha. Ephraim and David, Yosef et Tzadik and David HaMelech. That's the Sugya that we're in. So let's continue what we're learning. It's very short Torah. We read the Torah together in its entirety, and now we're just trying to learn it together with this parish. So I hope that you have it. It's those of you who have your name on the thing, you have the phone, so you can look inside the parish of Ne'imais HaTzadik. We're learning Lekach Dor Shal Nefashos Ke'elu Davka Yizkul Mashiach. That's what we're up to. Reb Tzadik was explaining how the Baruch Shalom Lady revealed to us in the Torah that the end will come at a time of Im Yendi Dachachobik Tzeh Shamayim. That's what we were talking about last week, that Hashem is going to bring Mashiach at a time, not when things are going well, but Davka Tzeh Shamayim. Then Hashem is going to bring us back from that state of being the furthest possibly away that we could be. Hashem is going to bring us back. And the furthest that we could be is called Ikvus HaMashiach. That's the time that we're in. And that's why now, which is the end, the Eik of Mashiach, which we spent a lot of time talking about, the Eik of Mashiach, now is the Chelek of Mashiach. This is the time that we're called the Nefashos. That's what Tzadik says. The Nefesh Kazeh Hu Michelkel Shem Mashiach. What's the Nefesh Kazeh? The Nefesh Kazeh is the one he was describing, is a person who is Misham, who is far from Kedusha, who's got all kinds of confusion, who's beset with all kinds of struggles with Tumah, v'chulu, 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 all the things of Tavshin Pei. And such a person from the end of time is called Michelkel Shamashiach, from the Chelek of Mashiach. Lakach dor shel nefashos ke'elu davka yizku l'mashiach, k'mo yishu amru chazal, toiv ma'od zeyet zahar. Toiv ma'od zeyet zahar. There's a famous letter from Rav Hutner in the Igris that I'm sure many of you have seen, where there was a person, a Talmud of his, who was going through difficulties, and Rav Hutner wrote to him, if you would have said that everything in your life was good, I would have said zetov. But now that you're telling me that you're going through unbelievable misery and hardship and struggles and challenges, I want you to know that your life is tov ma'od. Now, tov ma'od, I was talking about that a little bit yesterday. That doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's easy. But Mashiach is coming davka for such neshamas. That's what Tzadik is telling us. Tov ma'od zeyetzar.
And
And Mashiach himself came from such a place. We saw that last week. It says in the Vayera, Al b'nai slayt v'layt shem shosh kach hayetzar misham nitzmach shosh ben David. That ben David Mashiach comes from such a place, from Stom and from the daughters of Lot. And Chazal say about all of that, Tov Mod. So when we look at the world that we're in, and all kinds of sick, crazy, disgusting, ugly things, so it's Tov Mod. Again, not that we're enjoying it, not that it's easy, but that's the tachlis of creation, because the tachlis of creation is davka dir b'tachtayinim. Let's just read a little bit in the parish on page Resh Pei Gimel. Lekach dorsh on the fashas keil davka hanevokim b'chol oiz neged tigbar zu shleit zahar. Mashiach was set to come to the generation that is having the greatest fight and struggle with the Yetzirah. Mashiach was meant to come to that generation that is having the greatest difficulties and challenges with the Yetzirah. Hem elu sheyizkul Mashiach. K'mo yishomer Rabbi Seinuzal al haposuk v'yaru l'kim es kol esher asa v'hinei toiv ma'oi. Ze Yetzirah. V'hainu sh'ayidei shemizgabrim al toikiv chesha kara. As a hoifchim oisol cheshik toiv anitzchi, ham yuchal mechunim ma'oid. The davka, the generation that is having the greatest struggle with the toikif, this most powerful, powerful toikif of cheshik hara, of wanting bad stuff, davka, are hoifchim oisol cheshik atoiv, which he's going to talk about how that change takes place. I failed to mention at the beginning, it's hard for me sometimes to remember when we get started that it should be a schuss for the Rachmani family that the Shiurim are L'Zeichem Nishmas Avinoam and Ben Chaim, Rabin's father, should be a schuss for him. And then remind me at the end, I'm going to talk about with the Rabusu Be'ez Hashem, to talk about at the end before we leave, to talk about that. There's some of you probably that are starting Masechta Brachas. No, that usually things get off to a very strong start. It's like at the beginning of a marathon, there are like 12 million people, you know, and then like there's one like guy from Kenya that makes it to the. You know. That's how these things go. But we have a better record than the New York or you know, these marathons. Baruch Hashem, we have a very good record, and there are many Jews that are starting off, and many Jews that are going to finish. And as I said yesterday, that even those that just make it a blat or two or a perek or two or a mesech or two in, they're also very heroic people, pikvus of the Mashiach. That's not a shaila. But what is an interesting thing that I decided that l'kover the simcha of beginning Tarish Balpeh, of beginning once again with brachas, to stop for a moment and to think in the context of all that we're learning right now, in the sugi that we're learning in Rapsadik, is why is it that Shas begins with those words? Why does it begin with the words Mem Sai Kershma Ba'arvin? Why does it begin with those words? Mem Sai Kershma Ba'arvin. From when do we begin to learn Kriyishma at night? Shashakahanim Nechnosam Lechol B'Trimosan. From the time that the Kahanim come Lechol B'Trimosan. Ad Soif Ashmur Arishayna, until the end of the first Ashmur, that's the Gemara, the Mishnah says is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So, I had a cheshik just to mention this to you, to talk for a few minutes about it, in the context of what we're learning. That, why does Torah Shabbat begin such a way? It doesn't begin with Kriyas Mishul Shachris. It begins in Me'emasai Kar Nishma Ba'arvin. It begins with Kriyishma Davke of the night. And the time is from Mishasha Kahan Nechnasal Mechal Trimalsan Ad Soif Ashmur Yishayna Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Rizal, Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is a Gilgal of Reuven Ben Yaakov. He's a Gilgal of Reuven Ben Yaakov, according to the Rizal. And the Inyan of Reuven is exactly what his name means. It means to see. It means to see. It means to be able to see something, to be able to look at something, and to see it in a way that other people don't see it. The inyan of the kahanim, mishasha kahanim nechnasim lechal b'trimosim, there's a special koach that the kahanim have, like it says in Pasuk, v'ra'ohu ha'kohen. A kohen has an ability to be able to see something, to understand whether or not this is a mum or it's not a mum. V'ra'ohu ha'kohen. And Reuven is the koach of Re'iyah, of seeing. So all of Torah Shabbat Peh begins with the memra of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And Dafka begins with Krishma Shel Arvis, Shel Arvin, not Krishma of the morning. So why is that, Chavre? Why does Torah Shabbat begin with Krishma at night? So the Gemara talks beside it. Why is it? Why Dafka at night? And Reisha Chashucha, V'hadin Ahayra, and that's the Seder of the world. And that's how we as Jews count time. It begins at night. But we understand that in Pnimius, what is happening in the first Mishnah in Shas, and what the world is beginning with to learn today, is it's telling us that you have a Jew that is Munach B'Choshech Kofel U'Mechupal. A Jew that is sitting in Choshech Kofel U'Mechupal in the darkest hest upon him. He's sitting in such a place. And Davke in that Matzav of Arvin, he's able to see with the eyes of Reuven of Reblezer HaGol, and to see with the eyes of the Kahanim, which is of Ra'u HaKayin, to be able to have such eyes, to see that in this time of Arvin, Davke, I have the ability to say Kriyas Mishal Arvist. I have the ability to believe in God now. I have the ability in this time of unbelievable darkness to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad. To be miyachid, and not only that I have the ability, but the ikar tachlis of the creation of all worlds is that there will be a Jew who's standing at a time of Arvis, and he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad. That's all that we're talking about. We're now at the night time, right before will be the boik of the or of Mashiach. We're at the night. And the Ashmura Rishayna that Rabbi Lazar is talking about, which is Toikif Halayla, which is when people are just really, really enjoying the pillow and blanket. It's mamish, like the deepest, strongest sleep. You're exhausted. You have no kaifas. That Ashmura Rishayna is the most geshmak time to sleep. The Ashmura Rishayna. It's when you really, really are asleep. And you don't think it's a coincidence that all of Torah Shabbat Peh begins in such a way? To say that here you are, you're mamish at the end of time. It's Marv. And not only that, and it's a hest upon him. And it's a chayshah kofel mechupel mamish. And it's the Ashmura Rishayna, it's the first Ashmura, when is a time when it's the strongest, it's the toikef Hashem, it's the time mamish to sleep. There's a sefer Neitzer Chesed from the Kamarna, from a Bazikal Kamarna. And a Bazikal Kamarna in the fourth, it's on Pirkei Avos, in the fourth Perek of Avos, in Mishneh Chof, there a Bazikal is explaining the inyan of why is it that now he believed in Kamarna, they held that you have to begin to learn Zohar Kaddish when you're 9 years old. That's when you should start to learn Zohar. It's very strong. Not everybody, even the Talmidei Baal Shem, it's not so posh at 9 years old to start to learn Zohar Kodesh. Obviously, he meant to make it in a way they can understand, which is with the teachings of the Torah of the Baal Shem and so on. But over there, in Neitzach Chesed and Perek Tal, the Rabbi Ezekiel is talking about why is it that the whole Indian that used to be that you can't learn Kabbalah till you're 40, which is the age of Bina, right? That you can't learn until there's a famous story from the Samarov that there was a Yid that came to the Samarov and he said that he's 80 years old, it's his 80th birthday, he came to the Rebbe for a bracha, and he says Rebbe, it says that 80 is gvuras, right, is gvura, and he says I don't feel gvura. So Samarov said to him, He said to your uncle, I know you when you were 40, and Bina didn't work for you either. You're not on the schedule. Is it? Well, how can I tell you? So there was such a mahalach in Klal Yisrael. There was a mahalach in Klal Yisrael that 40 years old, a person could be mizbeinein in Kabbalah, in the Svarma Kedoshim. A person's already 4 years old. He's a Ben Bina. And the Kamarna and all the other tzaddikim, of course, are saying that it's already that. Reb Chaim Vital already in the introduction says that this is not anymore. If Eifetz and Mashiach, there's no inyan like this anymore. There's no inyan like this. And the explanation that he says is that because when you're living at a time of when it's Maariv and it's a Choshech Kafol Mechupol and it's a darkness, it's a Hest upon him, and the Nisyonis of Ikfis at the Mashiach, that's where Rabbi Azakel said already back then, 200 years ago, that's where we are. The Nisyonis of the end of time are so unbelievable and so unbearable that the only way that Jews are going to be able to say Kriyishma Ba'arvin is if they're Meskashet to Pnimiyas HaTorah. If they connect, if they become attached to the inner light of Hashem's Torah. If they are able to see already a spark of the morning. Get a little bit of a taste of the morning of what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, or else he says people are going to just die, the Yiddishkeit is going to die, nothing's going to be left of it, nothing's going to be left. So Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer in the first Mishnah in Shas is telling us that Shas Torah Shabbat Peh begins with that belief that a Jew at the end of time, it's Mamish Choshech, the darkest hest upon him, has the ability to see the truth, even though it's a Toikev of Choshech. He has the ability to see the truth, which is what Torah Shabbat Peh is all about. What's Torah Shabbat Peh? Torah Shabbat Peh means, and this is what Bina is. Bina is L'Havim Dover Mitarch Dover. And really one needs Bina to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Bina means Lizbonein. And Lizbonein means that a person has the ability to see the Baruch Shalom's hand, the prote proteus in every single detail of life. That when a Jew goes to the Beis HaKisei, the Baruch Shalom is there also. Because if you learn Torah Shabbat Peh, then you learn the halachas of Beis HaKisei. Hanhog is Beis HaKisei. When you learn Masechta Brachos, you begin Shas. You're beginning a journey that's going to take you through what seems to be billions of unbelievable, intricate details, many of them that seem not to be shaykh to what I'm going through in my life. And in every single one, every single detail that you're reading, every single one has Hashem's Baruch's signature. The Holy Niv Torah Shavuot has to say that everything in life, the prote proteus of your life, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah Shavuot is. And that's the mitzvah of saying Kriyishma Ba'arvin. Kriyishma Ba'arvin, Kriyishma Shal Arvin means that a person is able to look at everything in his life and to see Hashem, to say Kriyishma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKen Hashem HaKen. I had a good day at work, Hashem HaKen Hashem HaKen. I had a bad day at work, my wife threw me out of the house, Hashem HaKen Hashem HaKen. My wife said, you can come into the house, Hashem HaKen Hashem HaKen. With every single prat of my life, with every single detail of my life, Akash Baruch Hu is there. And that's the inyan of Mishasha Kahanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trimosim. The kahuna is that koch of ahava. It's the koch of seeing things and seeing Hashem's Baruch in everything. And everywhere is Hashem's Baruch. V'ra'ohu HaKayin. V'ra'ohu HaKayin. Ruvain, Rebbe Elazar HaGadol is the Gilgal of Ruvain Ben Yaakov. That's the inyan of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the inyan of Torah Shabbat Peh. And there's much, much, much more that needs to be said about it. But that's Dafka Wai Torah Shabbat Peh, which is to take us through all of the difficulties of life, begins with Kriyishma of the night, not Kriyishma of the morning. Kriyishma of the morning is like when we left Mitzrayim, and we learned that really, even though we saw all kinds of miracles, but on a deeper level, that time was a time that was not Panim al Panim, right? We learned from the Kodesh of Magi. The davke, when things are unclear, when there's asked upon him, that's a time when a Jew is most in that place of panim upon him, facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's exactly what Rav Tzadik is talking about over here. V'chei Mashiach atzmai noilid b'malkam kazeh. So Mashiach comes from such a place of stum, of a crazy thing with Lot and his daughters, which in the Zohar Kodesh, where it talks about the meaning of those two girls and Lot and what that is, and the darkest, deepest ra. And you know that they were talking about Ammon and Moab, the ugliest ra in the world is stum, is the daughters of Lot. The ugliest, the biggest taivas, what the Zohar talks about, those two women, the biggest taivas of Ra, and Lot was the embodiment of the Yetzara was Lot. And that's Davar HaMelech Siches. That's Mashiach Siches. Davke. Look what it says in the Perush. V'kamoi chein, because remember, we began this Torah from Tzadik, that the whole tachlis of creation is that Hashem wants us to be able to take out that which is yakar, that which is precious, that which is holy and pure, from the zoylal, from that which is disgusting and terrible. That's the tachlis of Dir B'Tachtayim, Davke, the darkest, most difficult time. Gam Mashiach ben Dovid Atzmo HaMessayim U'mash L'matikun L'malchus. And Dovid HaMelech is the one who is completing all the tikkunim of Malchus. That's Mashiach. Noily to be Malcolm Kazer comes from this place. Hamukhuna that we learned last week is Ragleha Yardais Maves. Malchus is the final sphere, and Malchus in the lowest place of this world is Ragleha Yardais Maves. It's Mamish death. In the most disgusting places, the most horrible places. Ragleha Yardais Maves. Kiadulum Kubalum explains this Masha Armu Khazalba Medrish and Elam Pashas Vayera. Amaisi benos Lot, Shabachira Remezes Lekarcha Mesava. The oldest daughter, the Zohar says, is the Koch of Taiva, of desire. Vatzir el Nefesh Aguf. The Tzir, the youngest one, is the Inyan of Nefesh Haguf, of all bodily desire also. The Lot wa Yetzahara Atzmai. And Lot is the Yetzahara itself. Shakum Hem Sherish of Koch Yetzahara. Without spending time trying to figure out which daughter what, and Lot, those three, Lot and his daughters, is the koch of the Yetzirah itself. Is the koch of the Yetzirah itself. Hamafateh as kol b'nei Adam, that is trying to win over and to seduce kol b'nei Adam. Im kol zeh davke misham, and davke misham, Reb Tzadik is saying, me'oysa ma'iseh shazorah derisham al pitu Yetzirah, the davka from that place where the Yetzirah was the two daughters and Lot was mamish the embodiment of evil in the place on earth, which is the lowest place on earth, which is stone. Davka stone, he says, the Oisi is so David Malka Mashiach. In that place, Nol Dumoyev and Ammon, the two nations of Moav and Ammon, the lowest, most disgusting people. The neshama of David HaMelech came into the world. Until that time, the neshama of David HaMelech was in the other world, and then the neshama of David HaMelech came into this world. Adam Rishon gave, of course, 70 years of his life. And now David HaMelech comes, the neshama of David HaMelech comes into the world. Shehu ha-meya davezeh ki malchuso b'kol mashalah. Because Dover Malch's Mida is Malchus. The meaning of Malchus is malchuso b'kol mashalah. The tachas of creation is that Hashem's Malchus should be b'kol mashalah. How you wash your hands in the morning, how you go to sleep at night, how you conduct yourself in your relationship with your wife, how you shecht, how you eat, how you drink, how you sleep, how you scratch your head. Every single thing. It's Malchusai, Bakol Mashallah. That's Dovra Malach's Midah. It's Malchus. Bakol Mashallah. Everything. Malchusai, Bakol Mashallah. Hashem doesn't, there's nothing that's left out from Hashem's Malchus. B'chol Mokim Yesh Kedusha. To reveal that B'chol Mokim, even in stone, Yesh Kedusha. That's Rabbi Tzadik's Lashon, and another one of his Svarim. That the nefesh of a Jew is connected and is bound to the holiness of everything that exists. And there's a reason why you and I were born in a certain place, to certain parents. There's a reason why today each one of you is going to be in a certain place, is going to be eating certain foods, meeting certain people. Every single thing. Machusa b'kol mashallah. V'asibu l'kach hainu shezeu ha'oifin l'hov yisaylum l'tachas ha'shleimus shel tov. And the reason for this is because through this, the world can be brought to the tachlis hashleimus shel tov. K'mo she'achein yeh oz v'yemais ha'mashiach, which is how it's going to be when Mashiach comes. She'ishapech gam ha'sherish shel hara l'tov. That even the sherish of Ra, of Stom and Lot and his daughters, will be somehow brought back into the world of Machusa v'kol mashallah. However, whatever. That everything is going to be mishapach l'tov. Which is what Chazal tell us, that when Mashiach comes, the Yetzirah is going to be shechted. The Gemara says in Sukkah that when Mashiach comes, Hashem's Baruch is going to bring the Yetzirah and he's going to shecht it. Now, when a cow is shechted, so the tachlis is not to kill the cow. We're talking about shechita kalocha. The tachlis of shechting the cow is that now we have the ability to enjoy this cow. Now that it was shechted, it could be enjoyed. We can eat it. Can make a sudas mitzvah with the cow. The inyan of shechting the yetzara is not that it's ultimately eliminated, but the tachlis of it and the taiva of it will be completely revealed of the Yetzar. Not that it's eliminated. Just like you shech the cow to eat it. V'asakash boruchu v'shochet l'malach ha'mavis. V'shochet l'shoche. V'asakash boruchu v'shochet l'malach ha'mavis is, we just learned that taiv ma'id is the Yetzar. It means that the malach ha'mavis is taiv ma'id. And Chazal say also, Ma'id is Mavis, is death. And the Malcha Mavis is Toiv Ma'id. And Yitzhahara is Toiv Ma'id. Before the animal was shechted, it was a Shosh Anagach. And then the animal is shechted, and it's a Sudas Mitzvah. The Tachlis is not to destroy. The Tachlis is that Aidei Bittel Sherish Yitzhara Shudavka Aidei Shahayv Chemaisel HaTayv, which the Zohar calls is Hapcha Chashuchel in Nahira, the transformation of darkness into light, which the Zohar tells us in the introduction to the Zohar, that is the one who is able to really marry the princess, the one who changes the darkness into light. The princess is Malchus. Marry the princess means when a Jew is completely connected with his nefesh, his ruach, his neshama, and the guf is all connected. So then, the gift is to marry the princess, is the one who is able, l'shapchach meriyu l'mesika, could change bitterness into sweetness, and chashuch l'nahar, and darkness into light. Doesn't say to just remove the darkness. It says l'shapchach chashuch l'nahar, to change the darkness into light. So the bitl of the sherish of the yitzara shudavke l'shahoivchem isolatoiv. Means every single thing that's wrong in the world and every single thing that's wrong in our lives, the tachas is l'havch l'tov. Therefore, we understand that the tachas of all of creation is for the generation that davka has the most problems and the most things that are wrong, and the greatest challenges and the biggest nisyanis, especially in the inyan of kedusha. The davka in that inyan of Ammon and Moav, that the tachas is. Now what that means, to shech that Yetzara, and how to change it and to transform it to something which is good, that we're going to be Mitzvah talking a lot about. So we're going to see a little bit more now. when it becomes clear that even the Yetzirah itself is Mashem Zbar. Shadovizehu bitla Yetzir mikol v'kol. Because once you realize that the Yetzirah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the bitla of the Yetzirah. Then it's no longer Ra anymore. Then you're able to understand that it's Hashem, and you're able to use it only by way of serving Hashem. Like we're learning in Keser Shem Tov on Erev Shabbos in the Chabur of the Baal Shem Tov, the Keser Shem Tov about the girl that the prince and the girl that they were fooling around, and the king said, "You're only allowed to be together with my son if you get him to learn one of his lessons that the teacher wants him to learn." That's what we're learning from the Baal Shem Tov, Kodesh Tamash. So she was the embodiment of Ra, this girl that was a terrible distraction for the prince. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh used it as a muscle for all that's a distraction. And once it's understood that this girl was just a shliach from the king, that was being used by the king in order to help the son, because the son's not interested in anything, just the girl. So once the Yetzirah is understood as being something that comes, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's the bitl of the Yetzirah, and then it's used just to serve Hashem as Baruch. That's called Dir B'Tachton. When it's so clear, that you can't be moved from that. So Darge de David, and that's the Madrega of David HaMelech. Shusoif kol dargin, hamavar hakol. And that's the Madrega of David HaMelech. Soif kol dargin, that's the union of Malchus, and that's David HaMelech. Mashiach ben David, who are nefesh ha'achrein, shebesoif guf adam harishon. Mashiach ben David was the nefesh ha'achrein, the last soul that was at the end, was in the akiv of adam harishon. That soul was the soul of David HaMelech. And Lemaisa, Adam Rishon had to beg to give 70 years to David HaMelech. Because David HaMelech was so much in the darkness that there wasn't a hechatimsa for David HaMelech to come even into a guf. It was in such a difficult place. And Adam Rishon gave those years, and David HaMelech comes from the Sof Adam Rishon. And that's what Rabbi Tzadok was saying, is that the Jews who are living at the end of time and have the greatest problems with the Yetzirah, we come from that chelik of the heel. That chelik of the heel is where David HaMelech comes from, the heel of Adam Rishon, and therefore our generation is called chelko, not just called, is chelko shel Mashiach. That's who we are. Michelko shel David HaMelech. That's one of the biggest things a person can do, is to say Tehillim, which all the Sforim talk about, the union of saying Tehillim, was the koich of saying Tehillim. Mashiach ben David, who are nefesh ha'achon, shebesoif guf adam harishon, besoif ikvoi mamish. David HaMelech comes from the sof, Mashiach comes from the sof of the ekev mamish, that which comes into most contact with the ground, with the dirt. Mumeilo hu ha'yoyse somoch l'ra, b'chol minei toikev. Therefore, David HaMelech's inyan is chatzos laila. By the soif of the Ashmur HaRishon, David HaMelech comes into the world. That's the Gemara's coming up to. The whole inyan at the beginning of Brachos is all about David HaMelech, it's all about Mashiach Tzekeinu. It's all about the tikkunim of Chatzos. And the neshama of David HaMelech comes from such a place. That's where David HaMelech comes from. That's where Mashiach comes from. That night. And therefore David HaMelech would get up at midnight. The Gemara tells us, Davnach, that's what Davnach would do. And that's when he would sing. Niginosi Balaila. The Nigin of Davnach, he says, Niginosi Balaila. The Nigin of Davnach is a Nigin of midnight, of the night. That's the Nigin of Davnach. Is the Nigin of Kriyash Mishal Ar. That's his Nigin of the night. And that's when Davnach would get up to break the night and to say, with everything that I'm going through in my life, that I come from the Akiv, Shema Yisrael Hashem Hakeinu Hashem Echad. To be Miachet Shem Hashem, in that place, at that time, that's the Inyan of David HaMelech, that's our generation. To be Miachet Yichudim, when you feel like looking at something on the phone that you shouldn't look at, and to be able to break that and to put that away and to overcome that moment, that's called the chelik of Mashiach in this world. That's the chelik of Mashiach. Therefore, those Jews who are struggling most with these inyanim are not the lowest people. The Michelko Shadov Mashiach, Michelko Shadov Mashiach in this world at the end of time. Remeluha Yoise Somoch Lera, Mechol Mine Taikev, Kamavura Lael, Shregleha Yerdes Mavis, Umasha Besaif Haregel, who are Rab Taikev Yoise. And what's at the Saif Haregel is Ra. Is Ra b'toikef Yosef? It's the strongest Ra is Davke at the end. If you look at footnote Zion, and I know many of you don't have it, try to be able to, you know, see the Maamar comes inside. You see, say Lila, Sherish Yitzhar, where it's Zion. Just do a little bit. He brings from Rabbi Tzadik and Rabbi Sisei Lila, Sherish Yitzhar Vikar Yivut Lagami Laosif Zav Chelik Menish Yistadlus Boy Boilam Azeh LaHafacha to transform Shiyasem Yemenu Toiv V'Yizbatel Harah Lagamrei Maharlam Maat Maat Ad Shiyagil Zvichas Hayetzel Laosilava. Until each one of us does our best, until ultimately there'll be a shechting of the Yitzhar, a big public shechting of the Yitzhar. Ubelikutei Mamarim the Rabbi Tzadik writes Shemegil Madregas Kach. Till it's clear that even the Yetzirah, everything is Mashem. Even the Yetzirah is Mashem. Like in this, like the Moshe Nathan story. Even that girl who comes like a woman of ill repute, an immoral woman, even that girl was sent back to others Baruch Hu. My avoid here is Vayanas Veitzachutza. Not to do something with her. It's that's my avoid here. Shadovizehu bitla Yetzirah mikol v'kol. Everything has changed. The ultimate victory. That's the meaning of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the koch of tshuva, and David HaMelech is the koch of malchusa b'kol mashallah, b'kol mashallah. Even anything that comes in my life, even the most disgusting, lowest things, it's all coming into my life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not for me to do it, but for me to recognize it for what it is, which is to make me somebody that's stronger and somebody that's greater, and to give me an opportunity in this tachtein moment of my life, instead of giving in to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. To miyachet Shem Hashem by Marav. That's the avoda Rabbi Tzadik is saying at the end of time. And Mr. Shem, we'll finish this piece. I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be away for Shabbos and Sunday. I'll be out of town. We'll finish. I wanted to just tell the Olam, the Chever, that we started this morning a campaign. There are many of you here that know of one of the Tzadikim of our generation who tries. Was trying so many years to be so hidden, and the others, he was told that he had to come out a little bit more, but he still is such a hidden person. And I have this chus to be very close to, and many of the chever here in the shul, and we still, it's still early, you know, there are people now from all over the world that are trying to have a chelik in him. So we're trying to help Rav Busu. Again, I said yesterday in Shabbos that he didn't ask for any help, but the matzav there with his besmedrish, with the karlo, is very, very, very difficult. And there's no question that anybody that signs up to try to help month by month, there's no question that the schus of that tzaddik and the schus of the Baba Sali, his grandfather, and all the tzaddikim from that world of the Baba Sali, of Abba Chatzera, Yamul Kalachat. $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever it is, $500 a month, is nothing compared to the brachas that the Baba Sali and the family is capable of doling out in return. And the love that Rav Busu has for our shul, for our chevra, And when it was told to him that we're going to try to do something to help that the Beis Medrash should be able to continue, he had a tremendous chiyah. So normally, you know, I'm not into making campaigns with money and all these things, but I believe that it's a tremendous chus for us. So downstairs, there are some of the chaverim there that are trying. If anybody wants to sign up for just to give something or to give monthly. To try that we should be able to be the shul here in Chutz Laaretz that will have the schus of financially upholding the tzaddik there in Yerushalayim, and that will be a Pesach for us in Mitzvah. When the time comes, it should be soon, to return to be together in Yerushalayim.